Today, my dear faithful, is the Feast of All Saints. The epistle is taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed, of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Aser 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Levi 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Issachar 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Zebulun 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Joseph 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Benjamin 12,000 signed. After this I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the ancients and the four living creatures. And they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain, and when he was sat down, his disciples came unto him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Apocalypse, my dear faithful, is a book of prophecy that contains much to be feared. It is a forewarning of the end of the world, what to expect, though so much is hidden in mysterious symbols. Today's epistle is taken from that same book of the Apocalypse, and yet it is a story of hope. It begins with an angel ascending in the sky from the rising of the sun and bearing the sign of the living God. He is a messenger sent from God Almighty to tell the angels of the Apocalypse, who will work the destruction of the world, to hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees. In other words, the angel who ascended from the sun told the others, God Almighty commands you to wait, for I have a mission to accomplish before you begin yours. And then that angel signed or confirmed the full list of saints, All those saved from the Jews, as well as that great multitude which no man can number of the Gentiles that are saved. The patriarchs and prophets of the Old Testament are there, as well as the apostles, martyrs, and virgins of the New Testament. All the canonized saints take their place, and right with them are the unknown saints of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues. After the last judgment, they will be arrayed before the throne of God, praising him for all eternity. The apocalypse does continue describing this scene beyond today's epistle, though. For that same chapter ends with, "The Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall rule them, and shall lead them to the fountains of the waters of life, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." See, my dear faithful, what God Almighty does for his friends. Even the apocalypse itself must wait for God's mercy towards his saints. We do not know exactly what this prophesies in the practical order, that is, what will actually happen. But know that God always looks to give mercy to those who love him, just as God Almighty did for Moses in the battle against the Amalekites. You see, at one time, the people of Israel were faced against the mighty army of the people of Amalek, also called the Amalekites. Moses was the leader of the Jewish people at that time, and he commanded Joshua, the general of the Jews, to pick out men to fight against the enemy. Meanwhile, Moses ascended a mountain over the field of battle, and he prayed to God Almighty. Joshua obeyed, and with his picked men, he went to meet the Amalekites in battle. The two armies charged at each other and clashed in the field, while Moses prayed by lifting his arms to heaven. Soon it became apparent that Joshua's army would overcome. They were conquering the enemy. But after some time, Moses' arms grew tired. First they trembled, and then they gradually lowered. At that same moment that his arms were lowered and he was distracted from his prayer, the Amalekites rallied and threw back the army of Israel. On they charged, slaughtering the Jewish soldiers. Moses, for his part, seeing the battle turning, struggled to raise his arms back above his head and hold them aloft. Below, in the field of battle, at that same time, the Jewish soldiers and followers of the one true God suddenly took heart. They united together and held firm against the Amalekite charge. And now the enemy was thrown back into confusion, and victory looked assured, though it would take some time. More time passed, weighing down the arms of Moses again. And so again, they started to droop, and the battle turned again against the Israelites. And so then, Aaron, the brother of Moses, and Hur, another Israelite, had Moses sit down, and then each took hold of one of Moses' arms and held them up for him so that he could continue his prayer. And continue his prayer he did, for Moses prayed throughout the entire day, from the rising of the sun to the setting thereof, while his people fought below, until at last the Amalekites were forced to flee. The enemy was defeated, and the people of Israel were safe. Such, my dear faithful, is the power of the saints. When they pray, the heart of God Almighty is moved to an abundance of mercy. The prayers of his close friends, those who have lived their lives for him and even died for him, their request call for mercy upon men, enlighten divine justice from delivering the punishment that mankind so often deserves. The saints intercede for us, adding their merits to our own, as naturally as any true friend would speak on your behalf. The saints look on all of us much as Moses looked upon the people of Israel. We, the faithful on earth, are the brethren of the saints in heaven, fellow countrymen, comrades in arms. That is the communion of saints. We are members of the same church, though they are triumphant in heaven, while we are the church militant, still fighting the battle here. In every saint's heart burns a reflection of the infinite flame of love that blazes in the most sacred heart for souls. The blessed in heaven long to be of help to us, saving any soul they can. And I'm sure we all know that we need their aid, my dear faithful. Like the people of Israel in their war against the pagan Amalekites, we too fight for survival. The devil and his legion seek our eternal death. They long to drag us to hell for all eternity, to crush the glorious sanctifying grace that God gives us. And of ourselves, we are too weak to oppose them. Like the Jews of old, we will fall and fail without the help of heaven. If the friends of God, though, raise their hands in prayer, so to speak, like Moses of old, asking God's grace for us, we too can always overcome. Let us then always pray to the saints in heaven, my dear faithful. Beg the friends of God to pray for you, for our country, and for the Catholic Church upon earth. Our heavenly comrades in arms will meekly and patiently fight for us and with us. They will take our prayers and magnify them with their own. The friends of God are glad to be our friends as well. For there is no jealousy in heaven, and thus you can pick out whichever saint you wish, whichever one especially appeals to you. Pray to your patrons, those you are named after, those you share similarities with, or who excelled in virtues that you seek, or even who struggled against temptations that you yourself fight against. Let their example encourage you, and their intercession aid you. The greatest way to earn this help, though, is to strive to imitate their virtues. Grow in your love for God, and you will merit even greater favors from God and the blessed in heaven. Remember, my dear faithful, the weight of sin hangs heavily on our world, and especially on our nation. The divine hand of justice must give its rightful punishment, but the burden can be lightened. May they, please God, like the angel in the apocalypse, obtain a reprieve from justice. May our friends in heaven earn the mercy of God upon us, the salvation of America, and a renewal of the Catholic Church. That is what we beg for, and also as well why we had our procession in honor of all the saints this morning. But keep striving, keep praying. And may our devotions, joined with the church triumphant, earn from the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, that many, many souls be led to the fountains of the water of life, and that God wipe away all tears from their eyes with eternal bliss. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.